Toast!
Da-da-da, ba-do-dee-da, ba-do-ba-dee-ba-da-ba-da,
jabba-dooba-dooba, shoo-ba-ba.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Toast. It's Ewan and Gianna, of course, with you. It's the two-part podcast talking about the toast we're munching down on in our own lives and the events we're toasting to right around the world. Gee, you've rocked up with a cape on, but not the superhero type, the ones you get at Country Road.
You know, it's, look, it's a picnic rug, a cape, and also
a poncho
and a bit of a homage to my non-Scottish heritage, because I'm not Scottish.
The reason why
it looks like I'm wearing a tartan.
Is that what they call it?
I think it's a tartan pattern, yeah. Crisscross kind of
style. No, I like it.
Style. It's warm. It's been cold in Melbourne this week.
It's extra windy.
Yes.
Cold.
Winter's here.
Particularly today. Blooming cold.
Yeah, winter is not coming. It has arrived.
Hey, that's funny. Good Game of Thrones reference. Hey, gee, we have a big show. One of the things we are discussing is Tones and I. She put it out there and we, in fact, reposted about it. It was, she's looking for another member to her crew.
Two people
to the Tones and I. Tones and I gang.
Yes.
Tones and I gang.
Yeah, I can understand. It's a bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah, and one of the Toast community members is very keen to get on board. We're talking to her over the phone in just a moment's time, as well as the Toast of the Week happening a little bit later on in the show as well.
Which was going to be the story about Tones and I and her incredible post on socials.
That's right, yes.
We zhooshed it up because last minute we received a message.
Oh, gosh. Don't do this to us.
A message in a bottle, not literally, figuratively.
We didn't receive the message.
We didn't.
We saw the news article.
We saw a news article and we thought, you know what, this is actually a really feel-good story.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, let's just feature both. So
let's
we
feel good.
Shook it up and we're sticking to it.
That's right. Message in the bottle, Toast of the Week, coming up a little bit later. Well, at the latter half of the podcast as well. Let's start with the things we are munching down on, though.
Yum, 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 yum. Ewan, last Monday was the Queen's, well, actually, the King's birthday now. Used to be the Queen's birthday, not the actual day, but in Australia, a number of states take the day off as a public holiday.
Okay.
And there's also a special football game through the AFL that's played. It's a clash between Collingwood and the Melbourne Football Club.
And you're a big Melbourne supporter.
Well, through marriage, yes, because I grew up, fun fact, as a Collingwood supporter. My mum was. She loved Collingwood. And then I met a guy by the name of Brendan who was a diehard Melbourne supporter, like really, really passionate about the team. And then when we got married, he said, hey, do you reckon you'd be open to changing sides?
Did he say that when he like went down on one knee? Or was like, was that like an almost like an ultimatum? It was kind of like a look. This kind of has to be a team effort here. We have to be going for the same team.
There was a joke at the wedding that he kind of said in his speech, and now that we're married, she will be deciding if Melbourne is for her. Mm-hmm. And he goes, even if, and he sort of said, you know, if she doesn't want to be, our kids will be Melbourne. Anyway, I actually really love the club. I genuinely did. So I crossed the dark side and became a Melbourne Football Club supporter. However, I do love Collingwood still.
So Melbourne won.
Yes.
Were you kind of like a little bit, just quickly, a little bit happy that Melbourne, if Collingwood won.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you have kind of still been happy? You'd be like, yes.
I did say to Brendan actually at the game, I said, you know, if Collingwood win, I won't be that upset. And he was like, don't speak like that.
You can't say that. Sacrilegious.
But of course, I really love Melbourne.
All right.
And so anyway, I'm at this game and out of the whole section that I was in, there was one guy who was the loudest. And of course, out of everywhere he could sit, he sat right behind me and he was very vocal.
Don't you hate that?
Look, he was a really nice guy in his 20s with a beautiful group of people that were both Collingwood and Melbourne supporters. But his voice projected very well, and it really got into my eardrum.
Yeah, it sucks when you go to a game of footy, you spend all that money, and you sit next to somebody who is just...
passionate?
Passionate, that's the nicer way to say it. Just quickly, I remember I went to a game down in Geelong, and me and my mate spent all this money. We were, you know, well, it wasn't that expensive, to be fair, but we spent money to go there, down Geelong, the petrol as well.
I was going
to
say, it's not just the ticket.
And then we're down there, and we sit down, and I look to my right, and there's this guy wearing a blue Hawaiian shirt on a 14-degree day, and he's going for North Melbourne, and it's an Adelaide-Geelong game.
Oh.
And then he kept saying throughout the entire thing, I'm going for the football. I go for the umpires. And then
He goes for the umpires.
And he just yelled at everything.
Okay.
And I was thinking to myself, I've just picked the wrong seats. It really is a frustrating thing.
But you don't know before the day where you're sitting. You go to your allocated seat, you sit down and you hope for the best.
That's why they need to have, like, when you book online, they need to, like, have a section where it's like, are you going to be loud or is it a quiet section? So you know when you book a ticket who you're sitting next to.
I think that's very, very wise. They have sections, particularly in the Melbourne Cricket Club, where it says you're not allowed to bring alcohol in this section. So they should create a family-friendly section or a section where it says you don't need earplugs for this area.
That's good. Gee, we put it on our socials on Instagram. You can check it out, Toast the Pod, and it was a story. It was a poll. It was a repost of Tones and I. I can't believe this. In fact, you found this first, Gee. She's not employing people to be a part of her dancing crew or a part of her team who perhaps have the experience or is already in the industry. She's looking for just everyday Joe Blows like you and I.
Yep, that are fans of her music, mm-hmm. that love to perform, that love to sing, love to dance, that are over the age of 13.
Mm-hmm.
And are willing to travel on her biggest tour that is coming up. So she put it out on Instagram.
Yep.
She said, more information to come. But hey, would you be interested? And of course, a flurry of people, hundreds and hundreds of comments of people saying, I'll do it, I'll do it. It's funny, like reading through some of the comments, some people say, I can't sing or dance, but I'd give it a crack. Another guy wrote, I'll come, I can eat mac and cheese and I can play basketball. So that's not really quite what she's after, but I love it. I love it.
That is so funny. Yeah. So random people are just putting up random bits on their resume, kind of like, I don't think this will help, but the mac and cheese, the basketball, in case you need it.
Yeah. Even one particular lady actually wrote, my two and a half year old moves very well to songs. So she wants a two and a half year old. Although you need to be 13 and over.
Well,
so it doesn't
maybe there's
quite
like
meet the...
something for adult supervision so she could be on the tour with her. You know, just quickly before we actually have Kiara just on hold at the moment. She responded to our post on story. She's keen. We're going to chat to her.
Toast listener.
Yeah, she's a Toast listener, Toast community. But just quickly, I'm going to throw it to you, G. There's no way when this came out, when we posted it, you hadn't thought about the possibility of going on tour with Tones and I.
Oh, I did. That was my first thought. Yeah, I thought, and I looked at the photos that she put up with
the
carousel, and she's fun. And I really like what she stands for. She's a really beautiful person inside and out.
What does she stand for?
I just think she's very big on community.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the underdog, and she gives back to charity as well. She understands her privilege, and I just think she's just a cool chick who's very talented. And you know what? She's from Melbourne. She's from Frankston originally, so she's one of us.
Yeah.
We're all the same.
Absolutely. Hey, Kiara, we put it on the story. I've said it about four times now, but the context is we put a poll up, and it was pretty much, would you do this? Would you sign up for it? Yep. Kiara responded an absolute yes. She joins us on the phone right now. Kiara, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. Mate, how keen were you when you first heard the news that Tones and I were looking for backup dancers and people to join her crew?
I was so excited. Like, I've always loved Tones and I's music, and I love that she's an Australian artist and all of her busking she initially did. I'm so super very excited.
What do you think makes you the perfect candidate for the role? Like, when these applications come out, how do we make you stand out?
I think I'm quite a good dancer personally, but also I think I want to be able to work with other people and learn how to work properly with everyone. So, and learn from her experience and everything so I can learn more about her and what she does.
So, Kiara, I'd love to know as well, you'll be on tour if you get the gig with Tones and I and all her crew traveling around the world. Apparently, she says actually in her post that it's going to be the biggest tour they've ever done. Are you nervous?
A little bit. I think I'm more excited than nervous. I feel like it would be such a great experience and getting to know so many people. You'd meet so many people around the world and get to experience so many things that so many people wouldn't have the opportunity to. Oh. So, if anything, I'm way more excited than I am nervous.
Well, I love just how well-spoken you are, Kiara. Yeah, really well-paced. It's like you're media-trained already. I love it. Hey, mate, good luck. We'll be with you every step of the way during the application process. Fingers crossed we can get you over with Tones and I with our minimal influence, but still,
hey,
influence.
We're Australians, so we're at least one step away from...
closer.
Yeah, closer, exactly.
The toast of the week.
Janna, for the toast of the week, we've decided to change it up. Originally, and on the socials, you would have seen it was Tones and I.
Yep.
Pretty great story. You heard it just a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a little bit different. It is a message in a bottle.
Message in a bottle. Christina Aguilera style. Not quite.
So pretty much a guy called Luke Hamilton, he found a message in a bottle like, what, 50 Ks out of New South Wales.
Yeah.
And it has been, he picked it up and he has given it back, or at least gotten in communication to Martha Malgoa. I hope I'm pronouncing that correct. And he's gotten in contact with her and he is giving her the letter, which was written and sent via sea over 45 years ago.
It was sent from a guy called Tom Wall, who was a sailor and he was on a container ship. And he used to send, apparently, letters to Martha even when he'd go on voyages, and he would even go, he'd go back to London where they're originally from, and he would hand the letters to her. And then when he went out at sea, he would put numerous messages in a bottle and let them go. And quite a few of them actually made its way to her. But this one here has been, has probably done the most amount of miles across 45 years compared to the others.
Yeah, these messages have come up everywhere. Like, Darling Martha's somehow like a weird niche celebrity right around the world somehow.
Darling Martha.
She's been in contact with people in South America, the Philippines, Solomon Islands, and so many places around Australia.
Yeah.
People are saying, hey, we got your letters.
Yeah.
Martha, we got your letters, Martha.
Which is probably why they were able to find her, because they ended up coming across her on the internet. So she's been written about before. So she is. She's a little bit of a celebrity.
I wonder whether or not it's still quicker than Australian Post. That's a bad game.
Oh, look.
That was bad.
I think Australia Post is faster easier. but the interesting thing is that it is a feel-good story. Because you would think that something that had been gone for so long would never be found again. Interestingly, though, Ewan, there is this gentleman, another Aussie, this time last year pretty much, he also came across a message in a bottle and he saw a $10 bill in there. Now, he was working at the time over in, I think, in Queensland, and he thought, wow, $10, this bottle must be full of money. He took it out and what it was a $10 note with a postcard from a person over in on the Sun Princess cruise ship on Christmas Day, the 25th of December, 2011. And he basically said, here's $10. If you find this message in a bottle, please send it back to my address.
That's funny. Messages in a bottle. Two things I have to say. I think they're illegal these days, so we're not advocating for people to be throwing glass in the sea.
No, it's absolutely not. Littering is not okay.
Absolutely.
We need to save our planet, not destroy it,
Very
people.
Very true. Well said. Second thing, we are cheersing to Luke Hamilton for finding it, for Tom Wall, who we believe is deceased now, unfortunately, but for sending all those incredible letters to his close neighbour, close friend, Darling Martha.
Yes. And also, can we also cheers to this lovely bloke who only found the $10 bill?
What's
because his name is Daryl Barber. So it's not Martha, it's Barber.
Brilliant. Toast! It's been another pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us for another episode of Toast with Ewan and Janna. Don't forget to follow us on the socials, Toast the Pod. And we appreciate you getting connected as well.
Yeah, thank you so much for contributing to the show. Kiara this week, changing it up a little bit.
I'm excited for her. I'll be so jealous. Imagine if she became, you know, part of Tones and I's posse.
Oh, I disagree. I wouldn't be jealous at all. Because now we know Kiara will be on the inside.
Sure, you'd be somewhat envious.
No, I wouldn't.
So when she's dancing on a live stage with 20,000 people and like hitting it up.
Because I know I couldn't do that.
And we're in this cold
dance.
Studio. I mean, I love the podcast, but like one sounds pretty cool.
I can't dance probably like Kiara can, but I can cheer her on. And look, if I can get a ticket to the concert because
That's
I
true.
Know her, then I'll take that. That's why I can't be jealous.
Yes, we love you, Kiara, and we discovered you first. All right.
have a great week.
Yes, have a great week. Again, don't forget to connect to us, send us a message, or just have a genuine chat on socials. We love hearing from you guys.
And if you want to leave a rating and review, we've actually had a couple of new ones come through since our last episode. So thank you so much. Keep them coming.
Absolutely.
We love your feedback. We love your heart. And we'll be back next Monday to do it all again.
Okay. Goodbye now.
Bye. Bye.